Hi guys.
Especially hi to those of you who've never really met me before. I get excessively nervous doing this sort of thing, so I'll just tell you that to start with. More nervous than actually going out on the streets with no food and no money. I think for me, for probably the last couple of years, I've been kind of thinking about how I can kind of more fully practice my version of Sangharakshita's vision of transforming society. And, you know, in a way, right now I'm in the process of kind of negotiating myself into a life where I can live much more simply, have less responsibility, and just be more. So it kind of comes in the middle of me going through this kind of period in my life anyway. A few years back, I was kind of egging myself on to go homeless and to kind of beg, if you like, and see how far I got with that. I kind of got distracted, and I did a year doing a different kind of begging, in the sense that I got I worked for Karanar for a year, so I did door knocking and working for a charity, which actually was quite good for my confidence as well. And I'm quite pleased that I did that before kind of doing some of what I'm doing or trying to do now. So I don't really want to say much other than that, really. It's, you know, my motivations is to simplify my life and to create a life where I can just meditate and be myself, more or less. But I do write songs, and I rhyme quite a lot. So I've written 44 hours in one rhyme, and that's basically what I want to read to you guys. So I'll do that, and then I'll be quiet. Right. So the day before, I was nervous, unsure it would go ahead. Would I do it on my own? Relief comes, the ground would be our bed. Companions secured, a confidence blooms. First up and over the wall, if I can do it, they can do it. We were answering a call. Everywhere we go is new ground to me, an open-hearted wander through waterways and brick. There was no need for our going to be quick. A comfortable temperature and meandering hips, enjoying a comfortable friendship. Talk of fear and staying present, our destination grew nearer, our full-blown vision becoming clearer. About to sit in a street full of beings, three practitioners practice their love, a sky full of clouds float above, eyes closed or as good as, footsteps hurrying by. Again I ask myself why. Why am I doing this? Is it to be like Buddha? My body gives an involuntary shudder. Cameras flash and the girls seem to giggle. I'm feeling discomfort just a little. Attracting attention, just sitting still. I breathe and the moment's subtle. The world around all hustle and bustle. With feelings of excitement, I am becoming present. The meditation drew to a close. What happened next? What will happen next? Well, anything goes. No plans, we start to wander about, searching out where our bed would be that night, wondering if we'd survive the fright. My fear was held by my friends sitting near. For them, I felt very protective, an insight into fear being wholly subjective. Sleep came in snatches, I made peace with the concrete. Our first night was almost complete. Rattling shutters and instantly awake, tales of our sleepless and strange little dreams. Watching my companions, a smile beams. An early morning stroll to cathedral grounds. For our breakfast we would have to wait. We needed to sit and meditate. Hat on ground just in front, and I'm sitting all alone. I've places to stay, but do I really have a home? All I know is that my love has grown. A couple of people put cash in the hat. Relaxing, I stretch my legs. A little success for a first-time beg. I sought out Dharmashalin. Collectively, our money wouldn't go very far. And then we were rescued by our friend Sarahar. For raising cash, he'd raised the bar. So off we went for tea and chips. The morning was somewhere past 8. I was grateful for all the food I ate. The lady that served us was very giving, and I was thankful for the life I am living. A little sleep, then more meditation, gave us the energy to conversate. Sharing in friendship, we didn't hesitate. Exploring past psychology with all its nitty-gritty, aware of the beings passing by, the ugly and the pretty. As we sat meditating and chatting, one after the other, two people came and sat. One was known, the other unknown. We three were happy with that. I love Buddhism, the second boy screamed, running back to his friends, which brought our afternoon meditating to a brief and natural end. Belly starts to rumble, soon some food we would seek. Solo sitting with Samadhi's reek, I sit so present and take a little peek. Hello, sir, the officer said as she frowned down at my still body. You're not allowed to be in that posture. Begging is illegal, apparently. I had to move on, respectfully. Would we have enough to eat for now? From begging, we would have to retreat. Sarahar to the rescue again, the most successful at collecting the cash, though myself and Dharmashalan gave it a good bash. Off the street and back on the grass, at least one growing weary of the past. Peanut butter and rice cake was our last homeless purchase. We ate them, then meandered to the park. Our chosen bed space this night would be much more dark. Between the trees, we made our space and settled down to sleep. I was aware of the bugs that creep. Fear moved on to morning sun. Awake, alive, the challenge won. In a field of green, we had one last sit, and for me, the grief hit. It was over, and we'd done our best. I was feeling more than a little blessed.